this has gone a bit dark and dirty, isn't it? What is going on, man? This was all light-hearted, and then all of a sudden, Jamie told me that. Oh my lord, someone's getting stabbed 49 times, isn't it? They're all crazy people that like live in a plane, innit? Like a downed plane, and they're shitting into a bucket.
Coming out with, they might be injecting us.
They might be injecting us with a micro trip.
No.
Right. Good. Welcome back, boys and girls, to episode 74 of the Pinch 'Em Up podcast.
It's 74?
Is it 74?
73, Aaron.
We've missed an episode.
73 of the Pinch 'Em Up podcast. Yeah, we've done an episode without you, Jay, because we thought we were better.
Well, you took that long to come on online, Jay, yeah. That we did do an episode without you, innit?
I was 10 minutes later than you used to.
We were talking about how much piece of shit you are. It's going to be called the Jamie's Piece of Shit episode.
Yeah. Well, I wonder who would edit that, because you used to ain't got a fucking clue between you.
Me and Aaron will,
innit?
It's
up now, innit?
We've got this.
It's up now, Jay. We just posted a clip of you playing any video game ever in it.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
The listeners want to hear about Jamie's antics on the NBA again, don't they, Jay?
I've done brilliantly. I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. You not being able to dunk. You not being able to defend. Aaron screaming at us and saying we're not good enough.
I've never screamed at you.
Me crying.
I never screamed at you.
Well.
I played a fucking blinder on Friday night, lads.
Did you know?
Jamie, behave.
That's all I got to say, Jay.
What have you got to say, Jay?
What?
Is that it? Well,
I played a fucking blinder.
Have you got headphones in, Jamie? Or have you got... Oh, yeah, you're talking through your headphone. Fair enough.
Have you got, what are you recording off?
What do you mean, what am I recording off?
How have you got AirPods in?
Because it's in my ear, bruv, look.
Yeah, no, but you haven't got an iPhone, have you?
I'm on an iPad.
Oh. Bit of a scumbag, ain't ya?
They connect to anything anyway, it's just a Bluetooth fucking headset, bruv.
Don't be saying that, man. We're not sponsored by Apple.
No, they're not even Apple. They're knockoffs by the looks of it.
No, they're real.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're not sponsored by Apple. Don't shout them out.
All right, Aaron. We're not. What's going on here?
I wish I was sponsored by Apple, Aaron. If I can give me some money, bruv.
Apple would be fine, innit? But we're not.
It sounds like episode 73 has not got off to a good start. Because Aaron's calling it 74 to begin with, isn't it? And then it's all gone to shit from there.
Well, I thought it was 74, innit?
Aaron, was you excited this morning to wake up and see snow?
I looked at the window, and then realised I have work next morning, and I got depressed, Jay.
Well, Aaron's in a lovely mood today.
Yeah, you can tell,
I'll be
can't
Tokyo
you?
Drifted about, if it stays.
Yep.
For you, it's easier to walk into work, isn't it?
No. Are you mad? I ain't walking to work.
I'm going to sit back.
It's only a 10-minute walk.
I ain't walk. Jamie, at 6 in the morning, are you having a laugh, mate?
Yeah, to be fair, fuck that.
It's freezing cold at 6 in the morning.
He's not confident at driving in the snow, are you?
Jamie, have you seen me drive, mate?
No one sees you drive, because the only place you drive to is GKN and back. Mate. Huh?
I'm like a prime Dominic Toretto.
He's basically just chatting shit.
Jay, I am a professional driver. Lewis Hamilton's got nothing on me.
On his like 1.2 fucking Corsa.
Yeah, and where is your bumper? Hanging off.
My bumper's
hanging
totally
off,
fine.
Jamie, yeah. Where's your bumper? Hanging off.
Look at Kieran.
I think he's masturbating right now, isn't it? Making bear.
I'm trying to get.
Making bear.
All I'm seeing is this.
I'm trying to get comfy, innit? Right.
Fucking hell.
Let's not talk
Is that
about,
the face you
not,
pulled when you put
about,
that jumper on this
let's
morning?
Let's not talk about driving or cars.
What did you say, Jay? What did you say to me?
I said, is that the face you pulled when you put that jumper on this morning?
Fucking shut your mouth about my jumper, innit?
Yeah, like a 35-year-old man.
My jumper's top class.
Like a 35-year-old man, he's rich and retired, has two kids and a divorce settlement.
I'm loving life, innit? I don't know what to do here, man. What am I doing, bruh?
What are you doing?
What? Why are you in a
trying to get comfy, innit?
To where you are every week.
Look at this. It's moved away from me, the microphone. For fuck's sake.
Even the microphone's had enough of your shit.
I get called stupid, innit? I get called stupid. Look at this dude.
Hold on.
I always get called the unreliable one, guys. I will shut up first. My mic's fine. Kieran.
Yeah, but you guys have got set rooms you can do it in. I've got to move about, innit? Look at this.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong?
It's attached, isn't it? So I'm too far away from the.
We can hear you fine.
Boy. I know you can, Aaron. There you go. All right, hold on. I'll hold the iPad, innit?
What?
If he holds it, at least it'll keep him awake for the whole episode.
Yeah. You can tell if he's sleeping because he'll just slip out.
It won't be like this.
Yeah.
Just your parents won't shut up. Oh, fuck this.
Are you having a laugh?
Right.
Are you done now?
That's better.
Are you done now?
Right. Shut up, Aaron. Behave yourself.
You look like someone's boss on Zoom, innit?
Yeah, well, behave, innit?
Kieran looks like he's going to sell you a timeshare.
I'm just wearing a fleece, Jamie, because it's nice, isn't it? It's nice and warm.
Kieran's
that's all.
The top of the pyramid schemes, isn't it?
You just got to come to a 4-hour cinema and you'll get a Nintendo Switch.
Jamie, do you want to shut your mouth? Otherwise, I'll come over there and beat you up.
He looks like he sells hand cream on Facebook.
Yeah, he makes it himself, isn't it? out of goat's milk.
Right.
Are you right
just
now,
at the
yeah?
thing, it's still recording. Yeah, I'm not really. I'm sitting forward, isn't it?
And?
But it's alright. I'm not comfortable, Aaron.
Oh my god. Kieran's not comfortable, ladies and gentlemen. Kieran is
we'll
not...
go. We'll make it work, innit? It's fine. Go on,
yeah?
Carry him. Yeah, I will. I'll soldier through.
Right. This week's episode... is about...
Jamie's going to have to cut a lot of that, isn't he? Because that's me fucking about for like
in.
10 minutes.
I'm leaving that in. That is 100%.
No, you don't, Jamie. You take that out.
All that grunting and everything, all that noise you're making, staying in.
I'm going to make a gif for you go like this.
Yeah. And then we can make a gif of Jamie doing that as well.
Yeah.
This week's episode, ladies and gentlemen, is about conspiracy theories. Because... I come up with one I made up myself during the week. And
oh, you made it up yourself?
You're sitting there like the another episode of Always Sunny.
What?
When he's got a cigarette in his mouth about the mail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When he's... These people don't exist.
Pepe Sylvia! Who's Pepe Sylvia, yeah. Mac?
Yeah, that one.
I was just sitting in my little room at work by myself and I was thinking of stuff and I just come up with a thought. All right?
What did you come up
with,
Aaron?
We always debate human existence. Always. Yeah? How do we come about? How did it happen?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
What if, yeah, we were not the start of the human race?
All right.
What if the human race started... on another planet many, many miles away.
How?
What, we're a colony?
I just heard by the mic.
Yeah, maybe after the asteroid hit, the comet hit Earth, isn't it? To kill the dinosaurs, isn't it? What are you shaking your head for?
Because I keep hitting the mic, isn't it? Because it's so fucking close to my head, bruv.
This is a really good conspiracy theory, in my opinion. Anyway... you know, after the comet hit Earth,
yeah,
I reckon our previous, you know, the rate the human race on another planet has seen this, saw it as an opportunity, put a woman and a man on Earth, and made them breed. And then here we are today. And
so you think there's we're Earth 2 then? That's what you
think? I don't think we're Earth 2. I think this is planet Earth, but I don't think we may have not originated on Earth, Kieran. I think it's a possibility that there is loads of humans out there on many different planets.
Right.
Yeah. So what about all of the
so who
skulls
knows
of Neanderthals that they find?
They could just be like other things, isn't it?
So do you think the presidents know and the prime ministers know that there's another Earth?
I think it's...
You don't think so? Just you know?
I think we've just built a civilization, and I think the humans that placed us here have protected us over time, so we haven't been made extinct by other creatures or other conditions and stuff like that.
So you think they're still overseeing us?
Probably not now, because it'd be too obvious, wouldn't it? But like back in when there was like a bigger danger, do you know what I mean?
So you were sitting in your room, and you come up with that by yourself.
Yeah, it is interesting, though, isn't it?
You're just watching.
Well, no, one, it's not real, isn't it? That's not what happened.
How do you know it's not real?
Because you're telling me that we wouldn't have found out about another Earth if there was other people on another planet.
Yeah, they might have put two people on Earth.
You'll tell me, old Bozza J, your dad, he wouldn't have slipped it out by now.
Kieran, that would Bozza have 100% J don't know about it, mate. Bozza J don't know about it. They've not protected us for centuries. Yeah? I'm just saying, they've stuck two people on Earth, made us breed, and here we are today. Do you know what I mean?
And as Jamie said, there's so much proof that obviously there was Neanderthals before us and we evolved from whatever. So.
Kieran, I'm just.
What's all that about?
I'm merely giving another side of the coin here, alright?
So who knows about this other planet? Is it just you then?
No, I'm just saying it's a possibility, Kieran. That's why I call conspiracy theories. You know what I mean? It is a possibility that could be a case.
So we are the only ones. So they didn't try and contact us again. Then is it just like fight for yourself?
Well, do you know the UFOs?
Yeah,
we've also, is it? Yeah, it might be them.
Oh, right.
And do you know these? Do you know the Men in Black? Yeah, you see them before someone disappears or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, might be them.
What about Slender Man? He's dressed in a black suit.
Slender Man's not real, is he?
Well, it may as well be in your world, isn't it? Because that's those shite.
Slender Man's not... Kieran, what do you mean?
Okay, now here we go, isn't it? Here we go.
I think that's
Kulu. The Kulu is more possible than that, isn't it?
Kieran, no. I'm not having...
How has Kulu come back?
Just saying, Kulu is more possible than that. I watched that movie, Jim, about underwater about the Kulu, isn't it? It's pretty good. It's not bad.
It's not pretty good, though, is it, Kieran?
It is, Aaron. At the end, he comes out and he starts fucking people up, man.
It's not pretty good, though, is it?
It is, because it's his little boys, isn't it? His little boys are the main baddies. And then all of a sudden, turns up this big motherfucker. It's like being in a Resident Evil game.
Do you know people like traditionally like masturbate over like, you know, normal stuff, yeah. Kieran whacks on the Meg and then goes to town themselves on it.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
Kieran's just sitting there shouting, "Go on, Jason."
I have noticed on Disney Plus, Kieran. On Disney Plus there's a shit ton of shark shows for you.
Yeah, I know. I'll get through them, innit? It's the porn I watch, isn't it? That's the thing.
What's your favourite shark, Kieran?
Well, the great white is obviously the apex predator.
Yeah.
So.
The great white. The great white is your favourite shark.
Yeah.
If a scientist come to you tomorrow and said, to save the world, we've got to interbreed you with a great white shark, and you've got to become half shark, half human. Would you do it?
Yeah, of course, save the world, isn't it?
So that's now a possibility, but my conspiracy theory has been shot down, isn't it?
Well, your conspiracy theory wasn't well thought through, was it, Aaron?
I think it was well thought through.
I think that you're touching on something that I think is true anyway. I think it kind of goes into what my conspiracy is, but I won't fully go into it yet. But I do think that aliens were here. There's so much evidence of it. And that our older generations were worshipping them as gods because they couldn't comprehend what they were looking at.
Maybe these Neanderthals were educated by the aliens.
Well, you believe that, do you?
Well, there's proof that we bred the Neanderthals and the Homo sapiens crossbred quite a lot at the beginning.
Yeah, how is that not a good possibility here? And that makes sense.
I just don't get how it is.
How
is it a good possibility?
Have you thought about what planet they could have come from, Aaron?
No, they could have come from anywhere, really.
Hmm.
You don't know
Mars.
No, not Mars. It can't be Mars. You can't hide stuff from Mars because
Uranus.
You can't live on Uranus.
Have you ever seen the Black Panther, Aaron?
Huh?
The whole of Wakanda's hidden in a fucking bush, bruv.
No, that's not real, Jamie.
That's not real, Jay.
Yeah, but concept comes from somewhere.
Yeah, but Mars, we would see something on Mars. Do you know what I mean?
Plus, it's not hidden in a bush, Jamie. No, it's fucking cloaked.
It's in a forest.
It's cloaked,
I'm
Jamie. Not even in a bush.
Sure
it's not like Narnia when you go for a bush and that's it, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure Mars is the only other planet in our solar system that you could actually live on.
Well, they're saying Titan you can live on.
Yeah, but Titan's the moon. Moon to...
Yeah.
I think it's Jupiter.
Yeah,
I thought it was Jupiter. Anyway, I'll bring us back down to Earth with the biggest conspiracy theory going around at the moment. And it's the vaccine.
You tell me you're an anti-vaxxer.
No, I was about to say the vaccine. I'm all for the vaccine, but there's a lot of people out there saying that the vaccine is a way of people them tracing us. So instead of them giving us an injection of the vaccine, there's pictures going online that people have obviously made, and they are of like a little, like it's like a microchip like this big,
yeah,
and it goes inside the injection, and that's how they think that they're a microchip.
The microchip
in all
is that
the
big,
yeah. I'll show you a picture of it. The microchip's huge.
The needle that they inject
is it like a nanite?
Tiny.
Is it a nanite?
If it's like that big, it's not real because the needle is tiny.
Who gives a fuck anyway?
It's a needle.
They can the government can follow me around wherever they fucking want.
I
go to work, I walk the dog, I sleep.
Yeah, I don't do anything. Do you know what I mean? They probably chuck you through your phone, isn't it? All they're going to see you.
Oh, yeah. Like Alexa and all that. Fucking listening to you all the time.
Do you know what I mean? I don't do anything. We just have 8 hours.
The Microsoft team have to shut down your camera feed and microphone feed, Aaron, because all they can hear is clapping of the hand on your fucking penis.
Jeremy, you're actually obsessed with me masturbating. I actually think it's unhealthy. I don't know what it is. I don't get it.
I think you spend about 6 hours of your day at yourself.
Yeah, but Jamie, there's no evidence that I masturbate. So where did you get this from? Only because you were a horny little boy.
Because you're upstairs in your bedroom all day, every day.
Yeah, I'm playing Xbox, you know? Just relaxing. Do you know what I mean, Jamie? We lived together for how long? We lived together for how long? And who got caught masturbating? You.
That's what they're saying.
I never got caught.
Yes, you did, Jay.
Is the things?
Oh, so much bollocks in it.
What, them little things next to the knees?
There's little pellet things, isn't it?
Oh, well. I think, because Tesla or... Yeah, it's Tesla. They're coming up with an implant to listen to music through your head anyway.
That's old
so,
Elon Musk, isn't it?
There's a good chance that that's just a tracking system anyway.
That'd be a lot better, though. Can you imagine not having to like buy headphones ever again or whatever?
How would you regulate it? Because people would be fucking listening to music at work and stuff, and no one else would be able to tell.
Can't tell them.
Yeah, but there'll be a way. There must be a machine that can cut the link.
Fry your brain, isn't it?
Well, if it does, then it's your own risk. Do you want to listen to S Club 7 an hour and that much that you're going to fry your brain?
I'm not an S Club 7 fan, Kev.
Well, if you were. Imagine you're at work and you're doing your job and you look over and your man next to you is like. You're like, oh no, he's turned his microchip on and he's fucking frying. You're looking over and he's sizzling.
He's trying to listen to a bit of the Kooks, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's fucking dead to the floor.
Bit of Arctic Monkeys and he's absolutely finished.
Yes. Would you, Kieran, even if it did have a tracker in it, would you have it?
What?
The injection.
The vaccination, yeah, of course. I want the vaccination. I want to know when I can get it.
Yeah.
ASAP, Jamie. ASAP Rocky is when I want it right now.
And most people that are scared of the tracking thing don't do anything either.
Yeah, but they're all crazy people that like live in a plane, innit? Like a downed plane, and they're shitting into a bucket, innit? And they're like, "Nah, I don't want this."
They're banging their kids.
Well, get out your plane, yeah. Get out your plane and tell me that you ain't a crazy person.
Probably lost their virginity to a goat.
Living that fucking Oliver, what's his name, off of Arrow, innit?
Oliver Queen,
innit?
Worst superhero in the world. Don't get me started on Oliver Queen.
Jamie, I'm not even gonna. Dignify
you know where we left Oliver Queen off last time?
Shut
him
up,
and the
stop
Iron Fist
being,
that under a bridge
stupid.
Sucking each other's
stop
dicks.
Stop being stupid, Jamie. Anyway, yeah. And the people are scared of the vaccine because they think it's going to be dangerous. I just don't. It's a vaccine.
But there's genuinely people that stop their kids getting the vaccines for tuberculosis and all sorts of.
In the 19th century, Jay,
people are just idiotic.
In the 19th century, so the 1800s, I think it's like 1870 or something like that, they produced a vaccine for smallpox quickly. Did people die then?
They just whipped it up.
Yeah, they just whipped up a vaccine in 1870, man. And it worked fine. So
yeah, but the thing is, as well, is there's people out there that still don't have their kids having flu vaccinations and stuff. And like the flu does kill people if you don't get vaccinated. It's just simple.
The normal flu kills thousands of people a year.
People don't like injecting foreign thing, and that's completely up to them, yeah. But
I'm getting that
end of the day, they're going to be the one that's going to have problems getting into places in the future. Do you know what I mean? When it's everywhere you go, it's just going to have to be vaccinations.
Well, no, it'd be their fault if they get ill, wouldn't it?
Well, they won't be allowed in anywhere.
In our country.
And then...
Go on.
Oh, me, yeah. And then I heard that there's apparently a business already starting up that you can go and get a fake vaccination certificate, innit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there will be... there'll be opportunities.
There's already a black
market
for all vaccination certificates and stuff.
It would just be, if you're vaccinated, you're fine, because you've got yourself vaccinated, and if you didn't get yourself vaccinated and you get ill, it's your fault. Do you know what I mean?
The way I think it should be in our country, because obviously we have the NHS, the free healthcare, I think that people, if you refuse to get a vaccination and then you get COVID... You die in a hole. You're not allowed in the hospital.
Why are you in a
hole?
You're not allowed in the
hospital.
Why are
you in a hole?
You're not allowed in the hospital.
But why are you in a hole, though?
You have to sign a bit of paper to say that you refuse the vaccine. And if you refuse the vaccine, then you're not allowed medical care when you're needing it.
So what if it's something separate? Like, they refuse the vaccine, they break their leg, innit? What they got to do is just, like... walk around with a broken leg for the rest of their life, isn't it?
No, they can come in, but if they catch COVID, they're going to die of COVID.
That's it, they're going to die.
They might not die, though, that's the thing.
That's the problem, yeah.
I don't know. We won't get into the anti-vaxxers anyway, because that's another story, but that was my... But then, as you guys said, what are people worried about? Your phone knows where you are now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you know what I mean? So what is the little microchip going to do?
Exactly, and you've got your phone on you all the time.
And the only people that aren't living within the system now are people like the bloody Unabomber or something, who are living out in the middle of nowhere. So who cares? Everyone else shouldn't care.
And if people were that bothered by it, go and buy a 3510, innit? They ain't tracking you down on that.
Hmm.
Or just...
No one's tracking you down on that, innit?
The only person that's tracking you down is Snake 2, innit? You're the only person giving high scores in the last 10 years.
But I was reading as well the other day that this entrepreneur type person, people that make apps and stuff, I think he's from, I think it was somewhere Eastern Europe, like Germany or Holland or something like that. He's made an app. So when the new vaccination comes out, you can put all your documents and stuff onto there and it creates a QR code. So now when you go into restaurants, they can scan the QR code and say that you're fully vaccinated and stuff.
Yeah, because...
And that's apparently he's already sold the he's already selling it for millions, this app.
That's the best thing to do, because our life is never going to go back to normal until everyone's got like some kind of proof that they're vaccinated. You'll never, like, you could go to a pub and have a meal a couple of months' time, say, but you won't be able to be on a proper night out or anything like that.
No.
Or go to a music gig.
Hmm. I was reading, though, today, it's come out, because there's those documentaries coming out now, aren't there, about Wuhan being back to normal and stuff.
Hmm.
And this person was... being interviewed, and she put on Twitter, but she said she's from New Zealand, and New Zealand has been COVID free for 8 months.
Yeah,
no cases of COVID for 8 months, and she's saying that, like, do people allowed to go to sport events? People are allowed to go clubbing again now. People are allowed to do this. People are allowed to do that. The only thing you have to do is when you're on public transport is you have to wear a mask. That's it. She said life was back to normal, and they were like, why did? Are you, is New Zealand and places like New Zealand, Vietnam, China.
Because they closed all borders.
Places like that. And you know what? Yeah, that's where it was, is they closed their borders abruptly, completely first. The only thing they allowed is people to come back into the country. So people that were like New Zealand nationals were allowed back into New Zealand.
Yeah.
They had to quarantine for 14 days and then get two positive tests or something before they went out in public again and stuff.
Mm.
Literally negative tests, yeah, I mean.
We allowed the new strands.
Whereas we only closed our borders last week, I think, England, didn't we? Or so the week
Two
before.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so allowed, it's like, how ridiculous
we
are we?
A new strand coming, which has spread like wildfire and is killing more people.
New strand, a new strain, Aaron. A strand is a strand of hair, isn't it?
Jimmy. I swear it is strange.
Just saying, Aaron, isn't it?
No, it's strain, Aaron. It is strain.
There is that new strand of the virus, is there? There's a new strain
right,
of the virus.
There's a new strain of the virus that has been spreading like wildfire and killing more people.
Yeah, because
yeah,
the government were too, they've been too soft on the borders because they know that we're already in sticky waters anyway with Brexit. So if they close down the borders to our surrounding countries, that is more ammunition for the EU to shut us out, and that's why they haven't closed the borders
no,
until it's too
we shouldn't
late.
Be worried about that. We should worry. We'd be worried about our residents and
they don't give
shutting
a fuck
off
about
the borders.
It's all about money, bruv.
And of course it is. No, Jeremy, of course it is, because look how many businesses have gone out of business.
If this was World War One, if this was World War One, yeah, all of us three sitting here right now, they'd be whistling and sending us over the top to get shot down by some German.
All right.
That's
well,
how much they
just,
give
I,
a shit
just,
about
that
us.
Just took a,
I
that just took a really dark turn, but I don't know
what
just happened.
Just happens.
We've we got, are the peasants, Aaron.
We've gone from COVID to getting shot by a German.
All of a sudden, us three are on bloody front line, isn't it? All of a sudden, going over the top.
I'm just saying. That is what we
I don't
mean
know. I don't know
government.
What you two would be like. I'm over going over the top, innit? Because you, Jamie, you can't. You can barely run. Let them go over the top,
mate. I will shoot up my own fucking area before I go over the top. I know
when,
I'm not committing to suicide running over that top.
When you hear about stories of the war and all the those fights where they had to go like in the what were they called? Like bunkers,
trenches.
Trenches. That's it. When you hear about stories of them, man, you just think, oh my god. Could you imagine being in that situation? You walk around, you're seeing your mates get shot, blown up and all that. And it's freezing, it's mud everywhere, you're getting yelled at by the leader. All you hear is...
Well, have you guys ever watched Band of Brothers?
Yeah, have you watched Band of Brothers, Aaron?
Watch Band of Brothers, Aaron. It is mad.
It starts off pretty much a lot of British big actors' careers, that TV show did.
Yeah, and it's just absolute madness how... how much shit they actually went through. Like the bit when they're in the snowy forest in just outside of in Belgium.
Yeah,
that's absolutely unbelievable, isn't it?
Terrible situation.
And it's like that's what they went through to set in order to stop the Germans. Let's just say, Aaron, you wouldn't even survive boot camp, and you'd be crying, going home to mum, and
of course, would
sucking
so
on that teeth.
You would be as well, Kieran. You'd be.
No, Aaron, no, I've got it in me, Aaron. You've got nothing in you, innit? You're soft.
Shut up.
You're soft, no, Aaron, is what you
shut
are.
Up.
You're
shut
soft.
Up, Kieran. You're the softest piece of piss I've ever met in my life, innit? Look at you, man. You're like a 30-year-old retired man, yeah, who's got two kids and got a bloody divorce settlement waiting, innit?
What, because I'm wearing a fleece?
Yeah, you're wearing a
fleece. If I put a hat on like you two, would it be better with it?
You've got your arms folded, yeah.
Do you want me to put a hat on? I ain't got my arms folded. My arms are out. You just can't see my arms.
What?
My arms are out.
Now they are.
They're out.
Oh, my God.
You can't see what my arms are doing. How can you see my arms? Isn't it? My arms here.
Jim, his arms were folded.
They were folded, yeah.
How can you see my arms?
I can see your arms clearly.
I can see your fingers now.
Yeah.
How can you see my fingers? I can't even see my own fingers.
You need to get your eyes checked, mate. Yeah.
Maybe your piss eyes got really bad recently.
Oh, here we go, innit? Right, anyway, this is getting a bit out of hand now. Right, all we got out of that is Aaron's soft, innit? Carry on, move on.
Piss. I'm not moving on, Kieran. Kieran, you'll be mentally broken in the first 5 minutes because your mind is weak. I can rattle you with one comment, bruv.
Aaron, you'd be rattled when you're going over the top, innit?
Yeah, you'd be crying.
We'll
all be crying, Kieran, because it was a horrible time for those soldiers, innit?
Our generation ain't cut out for it in general.
No, we're soft. We're all soft. Right, Jamie, carry on now.
Right, do you want to hear my conspiracy theory? My banger.
Go on then, Jay.
Right. There is evidence unearthed this year from the US government that, do you know, in the hieroglyphs and the old Mayan pictures and the old Egyptian pictures,
yep,
it depicts giant people.
Right.
In the because there was a species. Huh?
In the hieroglyphics.
In the hieroglyphics in Egypt.
Yep.
And in the Mayan pictures and the Aztec pictures, which are similar, like the wall drawings, there is giants.
Right.
Similar looking to us.
How do you know
they worship
giants?
Have you got pictures of these?
Yeah, do you want me to send you them?
Show us them. How do you know they're giants?
Because they found the skeletons.
They found the skeletons of giants.
They found the skeleton.
How big?
I've got a couple of questions here, Jamie. are the giants just bigger than you? Is that why they're called giants? Because you're short-legged.
Have you been watching?
Aaron, have you been watching?
NBA?
Have you got your old Rona?
Huh?
Hold on. Can we not talk? You just coughed loads, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got the old Rona?
Of course, I have it, Kieran. It's a cough.
Look at this.
We don't know how big that is.
Jim, that could just be like
18 feet tall. That's how big it is.
Where did they find that? That was in someone's back garden, because that was so well preserved and it's such a shallow grave, isn't it?
There you go. In Bulgaria. Varna in Bulgaria.
So how's it Egyptian if it's in Bulgaria? 18 foot.
But their bones would be bigger than that if they were 18 foot. They're small bones.
Wasn't there giant apes that were 18 foot?
Yeah, but that don't even look that big.
Yeah, but look at the thing. It says 6 foot there on his fucking leg. You can't see it on the picture.
Well, his legs are 6 foot.
See that bit of paper?
yeah,
on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That marks 6 foot.
So they're about 8 foot.
They're about the double 6 foot person, basically.
Nearly, yeah. And they've been found all around the world.
Mm. Jamie, wasn't there apes that were like 12 foot tall?
And who do they think these people are?
There was a 12 foot ape, yeah.
Yeah.
Who do they think these people are, innit?
Who do they think it? Well, it's a mixture. They think that is what we originated from, very similar to Aaron's conspiracy theory. But what the scientists believe is we originated from these people, but we worshipped our like older versions of ourselves, worshipped them as gods because they didn't understand what these tall people were, because the average size for a human back then was around 5 foot.
So why did we? You'd have fit right, isn't it? Right there.
Fuck off.
You'd been fucking. You'd have been number one prime person, wouldn't you? But how come these people died off then? What happened?
There's no explanation.
How is there not?
I'm telling you, Kieran.
No.
These people.
How convenient.
These people are humans from another planet. Right. They've come down here. They've met us.
If you see in the hieroglyphs that you've got like the princess. One of the pharaoh's daughters sitting on the lap of like a person that looks very similar, but they're a lot larger, like twice as big.
Right.
And in the Mayans, they're all worshipping a really tall figure.
Okay.
Yeah, but
and with the Aztecs, they're cutting the heart out of a really big figure.
The Mayans also said that 2012 would be the end of the world.
Well, it was the end of the Mayan calendar, Aaron.
Do you think that if we wouldn't have got a hold of... Sorry, just to think, go on. Actually, well, I'll bring up afterwards that's one.
What?
Go on, no, what? I was going to say something about the COVID.
Oh.
Oh.
But it's fine.
So, what do you think of my conspiracy then? Do you think that... We could have originated from another planet, from a different
species.
Well,
for one, I think all those graves are far too shallow for that to actually be correct, isn't it? Because why would we not find...
They're at the bottom of a fucking quarry here. It's like an archaeological dig.
Hmm. But their bones don't look any bigger. So a person that's 18 foot, yeah, they would have to have bigger bones and better bone density than we do, because the human skeleton supports the whole of our body.
Yeah.
So them bones look too brittle to support an 18 foot person. Because that's why a lot of people that are over 7 foot, whatever, they die earlier, because their bones are so brittle.
I've got a theory.
The bone density is not there.
I've got a theory.
What is this, the same shit as the other one?
These
Aaron?
Are people.
The other one was shit,
these
isn't
are
it?
People from another planet. Alright, they're humans from another planet.
Jamie, look at those two geezers behind it. That's how you know it's not real, isn't it? They're 100% photoshopped in, bruv.
These two brothers, yeah. These two brothers have been like, we're going to make some quick bucks, innit?
Mate,
they're like, go and fashion a skull. Huh?
It's like an album cover.
I love the way they're doing it with a pickaxe, isn't it? As though that's going to be careful enough to get that bone out of the ground.
When the people come from another planet, the other humans, yeah? When they set up civilization, those big people you see there try to take over. So, the other guys come down, kill them off, bury them there, and that's how that happened.
You know what right. David Icke said, don't you? You know who David Icke is, don't you?
Yeah.
The fucking nut job that brought up the reptilians.
Yeah.
He says the skeletons are actual skeletons of reptilians, the earlier reptilians.
Yeah, but...
Because they were supposed to be originating on Earth before we got here.
Yeah, but they didn't look anything like reptiles.
Right.
If they were real, Jamie, which I don't think they are, it would have hit news a bit more. Because that's a big find, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is, but also...
It is heavily, I will admit, it is heavily debated.
Yeah, because, what I said completely makes sense. The bones are just too brittle. They wouldn't even be able to stand up.
We don't. Yeah, but if you look at the size of them, Kieran, their bones would be just as big as them.
Exoskeleton to help them stand.
Yeah, it might be really,
like, Infinite Warfare. Mm. Be flipping about like that, and it jetpacks and everything.
Mm.
Be like Matey Boy from what's it called?
Right, that's another soft conspiracy. Anyway, what I was going to go on about, we'll stop there, Jamie. Is what I'm going, what I'm fucking saying. That's so shite.
Kieran's coming out with, oh, they might be injecting us.
They might be injecting us with a micro trip.
No, what I was going to say in the middle when I didn't interrupt you guys was if we didn't get a hold of the old Rona, as quickly as we did. No, but you know what I mean, though? If we tried to ignore it, like say if the world tried to ignore what was going on for another month or two, do you think that we would have, the whole of its system would have been wiped? Do you think that would have been it? Do you think it would have been like Hunger Games, fight to death?
There's a new TV show on Starzplay called The Stand. Have you seen it advertised?
Mm.
It's about a pandemic, yeah? The world goes to shit. And I think that's what would have happened. If we'd ignored it for another couple of months, I think it would have killed half the population by now.
The only time the world nearly got destroyed by like a pandemic or something like that was the plague.
Yeah, but that was only Europe.
Yeah, but millions of people died, Jamie.
Millions of people died with the COVID.
The plague Corona. Killed a lot quicker than the Corona did. No one.
I just think that if we didn't, I know that obviously we still haven't done enough and we haven't reacted quick enough anyway, and we haven't whatever this, that, and the other. But I think if we didn't take it as seriously coming out of, like, say if China kept it quiet because China kept it quiet, didn't they? That's what a lot of people blame them for. They kept it quiet and whatever. Say if they didn't do that, we could have. Easily, yeah, China, I think, for another two or three months. Because we wouldn't have known what it was. We wouldn't have known what... Oh, Jamie, put that hat back on, innit? Fucking hell, bro.
My hair's getting long, boy.
And so is mine. Yeah, sorry. what was I talking about?
Coronavirus going for too long.
Oh, yeah. So, I very much believe that if China didn't... If China didn't tell anyone and say they try to keep it hush hush for that 2-3 months longer, because the hospitals wouldn't have known what it was, would they? They would have just known that something's killing something, and they wouldn't have known what it was and how to isolate it, would they? Because you've got to think, we got our instructions from China, didn't we? Really, we got stay at home, self-isolate and whatever, so we wouldn't have known what it was, and it just would have been thousands and thousands of more people get infected. Do you know what I mean? So I think if China wouldn't have told us as quickly as they could, and they could have even saved it longer, because China let it go on for 2 months longer, didn't they? The first case of actual coronavirus in hospital in China was like a year and a half ago now. But they kept it for about 3 to 4 months in China before turning it on.
I saw, it's not just China though, I saw a year ago, exactly a year ago from the 20th of January, on BBC News, they were talking about coronavirus in China. Cause it had not reached England yet. And they're talking about it. And they had some specialist, and I can't remember what it was, but something to do with government and diseases and stuff. And the guy asked him, should we be worried about the coronavirus? He said, no, not at all. It's a very low risk that it will ever enter the UK. And it wouldn't disturb our life at all. A year on, we're still in lockdown.
And we're still looking at a fucking Zoom screen.
A year on, and it's getting worse.
That guy is now working on the conspiracy that these giant people start coronavirus, and that's what he's working on right now. He's useless, is what he is.
He's in a hole, isn't it, next to the giant bodies.
Yeah,
that was him. That bread is done, isn't it? Yeah. He's upset. But I think if we hadn't reacted when we did it about coronavirus, I think we'd probably be a lot worse off than we are now. And when I remember going to a funeral at it must have been about this time, mid-February last year.
Yeah.
And I remember discussing coronavirus, and everyone was like, oh yeah, it's just some Chinese virus, it ain't going to come nowhere near us, rah, rah, rah. By Mother's Day, which is like the 23rd of March or something, isn't it? We were locked down. So it went from that to that, that quickly.
We ain't really come
out of a lockdown yet.
I think if this virus was made in somewhere like, for example, Zimbabwe. Hear me out.
Why are you picking on the Zimbabweans? What's wrong with you, bro?
Listen to my theory here. If it was made in Zimbabwe, we would be alright. Because there isn't many Zimbabweans coming into the country. Into our country. There's not like loads of Zimbabweans visiting and stuff like that. Because it is Chinese, those Chinese people come to visit the UK every year. That's why it spread quicker. It's like Ebola. If Ebola come from China, we'll be screwed. Do you know what I mean? We'll be talking about the pandemic of Ebola. But because Ebola was originated in Africa...
No, but it's not just that as well. Is China is one of the epicenters, not the epicenter of... It was coronavirus, but it was thing. But it's one of the biggest business... like capitals of the world. Do you know what I mean? Like a lot of companies work out of China,
extremely rich,
and have offices in China. Yeah, but it's just one of those. It's one of those things. But also,
you understand what I'm saying, though, don't you?
Yeah,
yeah. You were saying that the Chinese spread across this world like locusts in the fucking Bible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If China,
basically, you're saying the Chinese get about it, isn't it?
If Ebola started in China. Yeah, we'll be talking about the pandemic of Ebola right now.
Yeah, I suppose you have got a point.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But Ebola... Are you still in the belief that coronavirus is man-made?
I think that's just a given now, isn't it?
What, you think that... coronavirus was man-made?
It's a given, I think it was worked on in scientific labs in China's CDC, which is in Wuhan.
I reckon they were making a chemical weapon.
Why do you think they made coronavirus then?
They were working on it and it escaped.
Why?
Because that's what CDCs and all of the governments are doing it all the time. They work on the bubonic plague, they work on SARS, they work on lots of things.
Probably trying to weaponize it or something like that, I don't know.
It's not even necessarily weaponizing.
So you think this coronavirus come out of us making a cock up? The human race
Kieran,
making a cock
it could
up.
Be.
Essentially,
it could be
I think
they,
it was
they
a
got common cold. Yeah,
yeah.
And they morphed it into something.
Oh, it's definitely mutated.
Yeah, it might be a mutated cold.
I don't get why you think. Why would a human race make something that attacks the lungs?
Kieran, the human race made anthrax virus or whatever it's called.
Why
would we make something that only kills a certain percentage of the world? Why wouldn't it not be 100%? It does. It kills the certain percentage that the immune system can't fight it.
Because it's
immune system.
I don't think that was the plan for it, Kieran. I think the plan they were working on it in a facility. Yeah.
Hmm.
And one of the scientists got himself infected with it somehow.
And it spread like
it was more contagious than he thought. Went home to his family. His family caught it and then it spread from there. They didn't manage to contain it. They tried to contain it. That's why
because
the rest of the world didn't hear about it for
virus,
a long time.
And then like a couple of days later, you start showing symptoms. So you don't know if you have it.
Because the incubation period is so long.
Yeah.
You got a 2-week incubation period. You don't know whether you were infecting half of the fucking world.
You can't say the human race is too good for that, innit? Like, have you heard of Hitler, Stalin? Do you know what I mean? These people.
I'm not 100% sure. I mean, it could have. I could be completely wrong. But I just feel like it just happened.
Where from?
It just naturally whipped up, like Ebola, innit? Ebola naturally whipped up.
Where did the Ebola
come
from?
Ebola made Ebola. Ebola has properties that are understandable to the thing, there was new properties in coronavirus that the scientists had never seen before.
Where are you getting this from, Jay? What kind of bullshit are you pulling this from?
Hmm?
Where are you getting this information from?
It happens in every pandemic movie ever. It always starts with... I don't think they were trying to weaponize it, because I don't think the Chinese were that bothered about taking over the Earth, because they've already took over the Earth anyway.
Mm.
But I think a scientist was working on it, went home to his family infected, and it spread from then, went through the whole of Wuhan. His wife might have even worked in the Wuhan wet markets. You don't know, do you?
Mm.
She's selling about 50. She's selling 50p dog, yeah. And then everyone's got fucking coronavirus in the whole Wuhan. And then they were just hiding it. They were hiding it the whole time in China. There was videos. Do you remember the video I sent you of all the dead bodies on the street? And they just put paper bags over them. Huh?
They might not yeah. be real though, Jay.
Well, what else would that have been, Aaron?
It says here, yeah, it says coronavirus isn't a weapon. Yeah, it says coronavirus
is the
same as the last two decades when SARS and MERS were thing. It's a arrival of just a new virus.
Just come out of nowhere.
Just come out of nowhere, like SARS and MERS. It says, similar viruses are found in wild bats. However, they don't know what the origin was. Similarly with SARS and MERS both come from bats as well.
And where did they start?
They're more deadly, though.
What do you mean, where did they start? Yeah, SARS and MERS were way more deadly. SARS infected less people because it didn't get as far because it was caught quicker. But it killed, it had like a 90% death rate where everyone, SARS like 90% originate? Of people got it died. Huh?
Where did SARS originate?
From a bat.
Yeah, but where? What country?
I don't know. Let me Google it.
The Ebola virus originated from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah.
If coronavirus come from there, we'll be sound. I'm just saying, it makes sense. How many Democratic Republic of Congo Congolese people do you know, Jay, innit? Personally.
Well, I don't know any Chinese people either.
I know of Chinese people.
Because COVID 2 is a form of SARS, isn't it? That's what it is.
If he tells me it's from China, I'm right.
Where's it from, Kim?
I'm Googling it.
Where's it from, Kim?
China.
China. In spring of 2003, China was badly struck by the sudden outbreak of SARS.
Alright, so what's happened? I've got another theory here. What's happened?
Right, Aaron, just whipping up another theory on top of your head, are you?
They were trying to come up with a cure for SARS, just in case it happened again. They've mutated it. Mm-hmm. Turned into COVID. Spread like a bitch.
Well, I'm sure that SARS only... COVID-19 is a form of... Because they call SARS COVID-1. That's what they call it.
So it's you're...
COVID-1. So COVID-19 is just the 19th strain of SARS. That's all it is. SARS didn't spread as far as COVID has. Because SARS was kept in China. So that's what it says.
So you
online.
Think... What do you think the CDC do, Kieran, on a day-to-day basis, then?
Who are the CDC, Jamie? I don't know who these people are, innit? What do you call it with them? Do you talk to them every day?
You don't know what the CDC is?
No. What's the CDC? You're Googling it because you don't even know what it is.
I'm trying to remember what it actually stands for. Hang on.
Exactly. So you just chat shit.
The Center of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC.
Yeah.
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 Based in America.
Are you number one fan of them, are you, Jay?
Based in America,
you talk to them every day.
You think China ain't got a fucking CDC, bruv?
No, of course they do.
You think they're out there in Wuhan, yeah? Creating SARS, fucking COVID, left, right and centre, telling me they're not doing nothing. What do you think the CDC does on a day-to-day basis? Tell me.
Deals with this kind of shit, isn't it?
What?
But to deal with it, they've got to work
job,
on it.
They're not care, isn't it? Because people.
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying they like are, Aaron. Bitch, I'm just saying this. This is what this is what they're doing.
Oh god. Yeah, but to improve to get vaccines and things like that, even if there's not a pandemic on, they have to work on the contagion.
I think they're just making viruses up, yeah, and then find the cure for it just for a bit of money. Because they're absolute slags for money, aren't they?
No, I don't think it goes as far as that. I don't think people would do
Jamie,
that.
Jamie, people, you don't understand how stupid people are, man. Do you know what I mean?
Right, anyway, this is the last conspiracy that I'm coming forward with, because I'm had enough of COVID talking it. Have you guys ever heard of QAnon?
Say that again, Q what?
QAnon.
QAnon.
So they call it Q, or they call it QAnon. So QAnon. So QAnon. Like Q Anonymous, basically. Is a disproved, well, it says on when you Google it, it's a conspiracy theory legend that a secret society, basically, of Satan worshipping cannibalistic paedophiles is running a global child sex trafficking ring and plotting against the US President Donald Trump and the former US President Donald Trump.
I can imagine he's part of the child paedophile ring.
And do you know who was the main guy of Q? Do you know who was? There's loads of them around America. But do you know who is one of the biggest believers of QAnon and one of the main reasons behind a recent news story? This guy.
Oh, the protester. The horned protester.
Yeah. So a lot of the people that actually stormed the Capitol were Q believers.
So they making it more about Trump than actually that there is a secret order.
No, there actually is like a thing that you see it. This is it as well. It's like
So you're telling me, yeah.
Hmm.
People raided the Congress room
because
they think a group of paedophile, cannibalistic, Satan worshippers,
isn't it?
Have threatened Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's enough.
They're a far right movement, yeah, that believe that Trump is like God, basically, and they are trying to save. Joe Biden is basically a Satan worshipping cannibalistic paedophile who is running a sex ring and plotting against him.
There is a large conspiracy, isn't there, about a paedophile.
Oh, 100%, I think. But the thing is, Joe,
a lot of stuff.
Donald Trump was actually proven to be part of that guy's sex ring. What was his name?
Epstein.
The guy that had the
Epstein.
Island. Epstein, yeah.
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein. He was actually proven, and he's gone to court, and he's had all of his names expunged from documents and stuff. He paid like $15 million to get all of his name taken off of all these documents.
Yeah.
Donald Trump. And he was actually proven to be at these parties when all these kids were getting touched and stuff.
Yeah,
so he's definitely part of it.
Of him and the more members of the Royals, not just Matey Boy that got caught, high-level celebrities, all going over to that island and having underage sex.
What was that woman singer called?
Kylie Minogue.
What? Madonna.
What?
Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue.
Billie Eilish.
You just said a woman singer, innit?
No, there's a woman singer that is like one of the big dogs.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Lady Gaga. I don't know.
These boots are made for walking.
She means walking over children, innit? That's what she means.
But no, there is actually a large conspiracy. There's actually a whole...
This is a far right movement. This is why a lot of the far rights in America believe in Q. Apparently, it's actually massive.
Well, they need something to fight for, don't they? Because they're
Prince
fucking
Andrew, didn't you?
Lunatics.
He was caught up, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was caught at the Jeffrey Epstein place as well. But Donald Trump, there's actually things leaked of Donald Trump when he first got expunged. Expunged. And when he first got impeached, there was a document that went around on the internet, wasn't there, that said that he was there and he had all his name taken off of the documents. He paid money to get it taken off.
Yeah, he's got more than enough money to be able to do that.
Yeah, it was Anonymous, wasn't it, that exposed him?
Yeah, Anonymous leaked it, yeah. What do you think, Aaron? What do you think about Q, though? Do you think that they're right? They're onto something.
I think Biden's a pedo, but I don't think he's a cannibalistic Satan worshiper pedo.
As Jamie said, I think a lot of the upper.
Well, if you look at the hierarchy celebs, from Britain, take a look at the Britain in the 1970s. Our hierarchy, everyone that was famous in the '70s, was fucking kids, bruv.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
You got away with words, didn't you, Jay?
Well, they were, weren't they?
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's the same across the world.
There is definitely a secret society of some kind. I don't believe Diana died in accident.
Oh, 100%.
No, she was 100% off. She was written off. 100%. By the old queen.
Maybe not by the queen, maybe by Charles.
Andrew. What's her? Philip was driving the car, innit? That's probably white barrel rolled down the thing, innit? Because he can't drive for shit. They pulled him out of the car, innit? Told him that he killed her, and that was it. See you later.
Epstein was killed. I think that's, you know.
Oh, he was 100% killed. But he could have been just killed by a random jailmate, I think.
No, he was.
You don't necessarily have to be.
Someone put a hit at him.
He would, yeah.
100% someone put a hit at him.
He knew too many names.
He knew too much.
If he had spoke, there would have been a lot more.
Yeah, of course.
We'd know about that whole situation.
So you don't believe that the Q is real then? You don't believe in Q Anon?
I believe it's a secret society. I don't believe. Satanism is just a load of bollocks, though, isn't it, really? Like, if you actually believe in Satan, Mark.
Satanism is a big thing in America because they're so
the only person
still.
I don't believe has been involved in any of this kind of shite was Barack Obama. He don't seem the type of geezer that would be.
He seems like just a normal guy, doesn't he?
Like a normal guy, and that's why I think that that America actually, because you got to think the whole time America had Barack Obama, nothing happened. Can you actually think in that eight year period of his four year tenures, obviously? Nothing happened in that time. Do you know what I mean? He came in straight after 9/11, didn't he? So he was in after 9/11.
He came in 2008.
Nothing happened.
Way after 9/11.
Do you know what I mean?
But, I agree.
No, because Bush was in during 9/11, wasn't he?
Yeah, Bush was in.
Yeah, but Bush just got elected, didn't he?
No, he got re-elected after 9/11.
Re-elected, yeah. But he, if you think about it, nothing happened. And then ever since, well, I'd never thought that they would have been in, but ever since Donald Trump and even Prime Minister Boris Johnson, it's all gone to shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think a lot of that is down to, like, when you watched Barack Obama in, what's their parliament called again? Congress. He would have to argue his case like massively, where Donald Trump would walk in.
Of course he would, Jamie,
because
he's a black man that's running America. He has to argue every case, do you know what I mean? Unfortunately.
Yeah. But that's what I'm getting at. I'm saying that he wasn't one of their. He wasn't one of the posh elite paedophile fucking.
But we can't talk because our government is worse for it. Do you know what I mean? I know for a fact, because I know someone that's in is it the Mormons we've got here? What are they called?
Hey.
What is that secret society that's in America, in England called?
No, Mormons is a church, bruv.
No, not the Mormons then. What's it called?
Can't remember.
In England, the...
No. Okay.
It's like a sickle and a hammer.
Yeah.
Homer Simpson becomes one.
Not the Illuminati. Although it just says, do you want to join the Illuminati? No.
The Krays were part of it, weren't they?
The Masons, Kieran.
Yeah, the Masons, that's it. I know for a fact that, because I know someone that works in, well, worked in Parliament, and...
Who's a Mason?
I'm not telling you, innit?
Tell me. Sorry.
No, I'm not saying anything, but yeah, I know someone that's worked in Parliament, and he went to banquets and stuff, and he was part of the, he was part of the Masons for a while, and a lot of the UK government is part of the Masons because it opens up doors and avenues.
Well, to get into
that
the UK government,
about.
All you've got to do is go to Eton, bruv. That's all you've got to do. If you go to that school, you're in.
Just saying, Jamie. Just saying, isn't it?
It's like Jimmy Masons. Savile. 100%. A lot of the government knew that he was a paedophile.
Yeah. Have you seen Johnny Rotten's interview with Piers Morgan?
No.
Do you know who Johnny Rotten is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy from.
He was in a big punk band back in the '70s.
Yeah.
He basically outed him back then. He outed. Savile on live TV in the '70s.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I saw this movie.
Yeah, and no one did anything about it.
Yeah, they hushed him up, didn't they?
I don't know that.
They hushed him up. They said they had to. The BBC executives forced him into a room and made him sign a non-disclosure agreement and hushed him up, basically.
Yeah, they knew.
I didn't know all that. Beautiful.
They knew it, but it was convenient not to. He did more for charity and stuff than that. That suited them, so they kept him in the limelight and let him get away with it.
But he's like the biggest raging paedophile you've ever seen in your life, isn't it? If you asked like a blind person to draw a paedophile, they'd draw him.
I don't know. There's just a lot of injustice in the world. Like, I've been watching a lot of these Netflix documentaries at the minute.
Have you?
And there's I Am a Killer. Have you seen it?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to watch.
No, I need to watch that.
On one of the, it's a different killer every episode, but on one of the episodes, this guy, he was molested by his foster dad. Yeah.
Mm.
And he goes to the police with a picture of the foster dad's hand with the distinctive cladder ring that he used to wear all the time on a child's penis, holding it.
Yeah.
And the policewoman slid it back over the table, gave it back to him and told him and his brother, off you go, I'm not doing nothing about that. Then the boy went and killed his grandparents 3 days later because he couldn't handle it. He tried to tell them and they ignored him. And he killed them both, stabbed them about 48 times, I think.
That's mad.
From the rage that built up inside him because he was molested by this man for all these years. And the man never got charged.
Right. This has gone a bit dark and dirty, isn't it? What is going on, man? This is all lighthearted. And then all of a sudden, Jamie's telling me that, oh my lord, someone's getting stabbed 49 times, isn't it?
That's what Jamie does on the weekends, Jamie. Kieran, he likes to watch these murder things, doesn't he, Jay? Don't you, Jay?
No, no.
It's interesting. I'm watching Making a Murderer at the minute, and that's
Jamie's fucking insane.
Jamie's
getting ideas before when he goes on a spree.
I know. So, are you ready, Aaron? Thank you very much for listening. See you next week. Goodbye.
Thanks, bollocks. Do it again.
I always get told off when I do that.
Anyway, Kieran, guys, Kieran. That's it for the...
Let Jamie do it.
No, right. I'm not doing that, Jay. No.
All right, you ready?
Kieran, let Jamie do it. Jamie, do it.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of A Pinch of Malt. And we'll speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
Bye.